Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. I'm going to verify this, all right? It is Thursday, June 26th, 2025.
Boy, I don't feel like it.
It don't. You know what? I was going to grammar filter it for a moment, but I was like, be real, Matthew. Be the authentic Matthew.
Yeah, man, the kids already
but
have
it
people.
Don't.
It don't.
They're already talking about, I saw all the, and first off, I get the way retail works, like, you know, they cram the next holiday down your literal retail throat.
Yeah, until they don't want
to hear your gag sounds.
Come on. Labor Day already.
And all the Walmart
Halloween costumes. But already the back to school sales. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
And they got what? Another 5-6 weeks?
Something? Well, it's also different. That's the one thing. And not saying this with any smorgasbord, if you get that inside joke from a movie. But you didn't laugh, so you don't.
What movie was it, though?
Pulp Fiction. Don't get me off the tangent though, because I think I don't remember that. I'm fading right now.
I love that movie too.
Hold on, yeah, but it had something to do with a conversation on this show where the person misquoted it.
It might have been when we were talking about the storage units. I can't remember.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So see, now here we got to go. Here we got
to
go.
I know, and I thought it was going to start earlier, but I'm like, it's too early for that to start, surely.
Well, no, it's just, I'll tell you, when I sit here, we sit here in silence during the Pantera. If you listen to the podcast, first off, I was thinking about this too. Here's another one. Who do I, do I value someone who listens live more than I value someone who listens to the podcast?
I do, personally.
I do, too. But I understand life. I understand work schedules and all that. But, oh, I know what I was going to say. So, I got to write down what I was going to say there.
I know. Yeah, the finger's stupid. Writing it down is great.
Well, my therapist, prior therapist, told me that was like in a conversation instead of just blurting out. Just put a finger down. Just put a finger down. So the original thought was, I don't want to say this with any smorgasbord, meaning any kind of pomp and circumstance, but I think about where we do our show from, Greenville, South Carolina.
Yep.
A lot of times, and not because I value any one listener more than the other. Like, that's the point with that. Because I get schedules and I understand. I know if you just listen to the podcast, it strips out a lot of the sound effects and music and stuff that
commercials.
Really sets. Well, the commercials for sure, But
fun beds.
The music that we might be talking about, and you'd be like, why are you talking about the Go-Go's right now? But you don't hear it in the background because it's got to get stripped out.
Make no sense.
So the thought was, well, our kids around here, I mean, not our literal kids, but kids in this area, the upstate of South Carolina, had been out for a while, been out of school.
Yeah, like 1st of June.
Yeah. And so, I mean, there was graduation starting at the end of May because I had to drive through all that melee.
All right, before school got out. I'll never forget it. The day after Raw is where the first graduations.
Yeah, yeah. So
Rawr.
Thinking about that and then saying, oh, God, back to school sales already. But then a buddy of mine has kids in, I'll say, Charlotte area. He lives not in Charlotte. But to tell you the city that he lives in would not, like, you'd be like, well, where the hell is that? But it's basically the Charlotte area. So one of his kids, he's got like five. But if you've seen his wife, you'd be like, I get it now. I mean, that's a compliment.
Saying,
yes, that I want to say right now, that is a compliment. Because he is a podcaster, and in about 8 hours, I'll get a text.
He must live in Matthews.
Dude.
Does he really? Come
on,
man.
Wow.
I was going to guess that or Indian
because
Trail.
The inside joke that we have is Matthews. I live in Matthews. Wow. You're sometimes I think you hack my brain or my email or something.
It's always the first suburb that comes to mind. Then you go up north, like Mooresville.
So north. He had a kid graduate, and again, time goes fast. But I want to say it was like 2 weeks ago. Just graduated high school in that from that area.
Yeah.
So, and then I think about, you know, Chattanooga and the surrounding, what are some suburbs in that area? I haven't visited since I was younger.
You got Cleveland, you know, Ringgold.
Oh, what's up?
Oglethorpe, many more Soddy Daisy.
Oglethorpe. So, who knows what the schedule could be up there? We have podcasters all around, I mean, the world, but not like in every country. I mean, it ain't going to be like that. But I know we have some England, London. A bunch of service people, service men and women.
Way up north in Michigan, too, shout out. I see
and,
you up there.
Yeah, that one we've always thought about, and we've never heard either. It could be maybe some rerouter thing, but out in the middle of Arizona, there's like, there used to be like 25 to 40 downloads in this one particular zip code in Arizona.
Yeah, I can't remember which one it is.
I don't either.
Well, you know, Jimothy Shondell's, too. In England.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Yep, Jim shout out.
Jim, I thought we saw it. It's like, is that a bit name? And he's like, no, that's my name, mate. And I'm like, what?
We were illegal. He had to find a way to get us in there.
He had to illegally, yep. So I was like, I feel like somebody from the upstate moved out there and then started saying, guy, what are you laughing about over there in your cubicle? Well, it's this show I used to listen to where I'm from. And then they all start listening.
Let me hear what you're listening to, man.
And then it spreads throughout. It goes out into the warehouse, the upper office, the security guys even listening. That one little zip code. So and when I say the cough button works, the different areas that we go with our show, I only think about, I'm selfishly just thinking about this area.
Yeah.
And I used to be very, especially when we
what's what you know?
Well, yeah. But when we went and lost the battle in New Orleans, I started to feel very self-conscious about like, well, we are being kind of bland when we talk about certain stories because we like, well, we don't want to say certain road names because people in Nolens, I can say that now because they're not listening anymore. I know. No, I'm kidding. Some of you still. We ended up getting fired from that gig. You asked me off the air. I'll tell you why I think we did. But it had nothing to do with numbers because we went up 4x their numbers. But nevertheless. And I'm not saying that with grudge. I think it was fun to kind of learn that in a big, big market and kind of take the lessons from it and apply it. That was too big to go too fast, is what I'll say.
I would love to have another crack at it, though.
I would like to, but that was like
there were other factors that were, you know, extenuating that didn't help us.
No. Yeah, but I don't want to just hang my hat on that's the reason why. It had stuff to do with their former management.
Like, yeah, timing issue too.
That, yeah.
And I mean, they had to tell us what to say before we, like, how to pronounce it.
Yeah, and it was too big too fast. I'll blatantly say that. And so
I know what you're talking about.
I started feeling very bland, like saying, well, God, we're not talking about Points at Highway or talking about Crybaby Bridge, but we found out there's a Crybaby Bridge in every city in America. But as I said, you know what, though? Like, if I'm listening to a show and they're referencing their town,
yep.
Like, for instance, I've never been to Watts. I've driven through there, but I used to hear Fred Sanford talk about it all the time.
Yep.
I never went to Mayberry.
But don't you think that's the exception? There's only two exceptions to what? This whole thing.
What?
New York and L.A., like the two big ones. Like,
well, I mean, I would have gladly accepted their money, but I would have put a little asterisk down there saying, this is not going to work, by the way. I wouldn't turn it down, but I'd be like, those are two markets that would not get it.
I also feel like they're the only two you can talk about as far as, you know,
and the rest of the country agrees, yeah, we don't like them either.
Or they
like
know it.
The area.
Like, you can talk about it and they'll know it.
I don't dislike any of the areas. I just personally, you know, if our souls were coming down from heaven, I think we start in heaven, and they're just like, all right, you're about to, we're popping you into America. Any particular part you'd like to go? Not womb, but, you know, state, certain area. I feel like I would still say, yeah, I go south. Weather's usually nice, although, God bless America. I felt like that kid yesterday. My butt sticky and my bow.
His mom had to point it out. It's interesting you say it like that because I try not to do this too much. I feel like if I'm listening other places and I don't know the local, like, I don't care.
That was my point, yeah. Like, yeah. Just because I hear, you know, what's the one with The Office? God, I could have told you a long time ago. I used to.
Oh, the show?
Yeah, but the city.
What was it? I never got into The Office.
Yeah, well, but it's kind of like pop culture now.
It was Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
So it starts with an S. But anyway, text it in if you would, because I don't want to Google it. And I don't want to go off on another tangent of talking about The Office. But I was like, yeah, I don't think people necessarily care about that. But you might still have kids in school. I know that I was making fun or having a little fun with a text yesterday where the person said, my kids are still in school. I was like, well, that's because they failed. they're to summer school.
They got to walk, but nothing in that when they opened it up.
Like, you ever think about that? Like, I had to go to summer school one time, and you know what the biggest thing? It wasn't, got to get up early. I mean, that sucked. Or it wasn't, you got to go to school, and it wasn't a full day. It was, we didn't get to go on vacation.
Yeah,
that was the guilt, boy. That was bad.
You know, man, it's funny you mentioned all that about other markets because I kind of get conflicted.
Go ahead.
I still hear from Christy and Homa occasionally.
Yeah, I know. I still sell beard oil to people in that area because I know they listened and still do.
You know, our boy, a DJ in Bucktown.
Yeah.
But she has interesting stuff going on. But when I'm reading her text, I'm thinking, nobody's going to care because we're not on there.
Say it so bluntly.
And then I got to.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. And I have to explain to her how to get the show if she can't just turn on the radio and get it.
Yeah.
Somebody, we're going through all these hoops for something other people might not care about, even though it's juicy stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, she talked about having threesomes with her sister.
Well, yeah, but why would that matter location-wise?
So that's what I'm thinking. Like,
yeah, I don't think. I mean, we take calls from.
Because I'm thinking like radio first. We would care about it here, but like,
yeah,
she's going to reference things that people aren't going to know because they're not going to hear it.
I think you apply that to like any entertainment show you watched. God, I want to think of that freaking Office town. I ain't looked at the open text yet. Do you have it open yet?
Let me look and see if people are. Let me see what the whole. Let's see.
I'm going to
Scranton. That's what.
I'm going to send double P a freaking text. It'd be nice.
Scranton, you morons. Do you not watch TV?
Morons.
Scranton.
Oh, do you not watch TV? What an awful thing to say.
Fatboy, how did you not like The Office? It was funny.
Hold on. I have to do a live talk to text. Are you okay? It's 6:14 a.m. I'm interested. Let's do a live bet. What's the excuse? Her dog hit her car.
I say she just didn't wake up.
He says you didn't wake up. All right, please be safe, and I don't regret sending this text. Goodbye. Love you.
God, I secretly hold grudges about that. I hate doing that.
Well, I've asked you to do it for me. You have. There's a certain time that we have agreement, and I think many coworkers have this agreement. Hey, boy. If you don't see me in the parking lot or blah, blah, blah by so-and-so time, shoot me a text, would you? But with you, I've never, like...
No.
I've never had that. You're the most, like...
Other people abuse it, though. They're like, hey, I'm like, I'm not your personal wake-up call 5 days a week.
No, yeah.
We knew somebody who was like that.
Well, yeah. But you don't begrudgingly feel that way about me, though, do you?
Not when you don't do it too much.
Like, I only remember twice.
Yep.
And the one time we made a whole bit out of it because I tried to have a conversation with you and you were kind of like pissed because you're like, I got to work harder now that you get here.
But this other person, I'm like, take some accountability or change something up to where you get up on time.
Yeah.
To go to work.
Yeah. I learned. And old Mark Hendricks.
Yeah.
He taught. He.
No, he don't offer rides anymore.
He does. I don't think legally, like, he can. Like, it goes against the company insurance if he says he'll come pick us up during the storm and bring us to work.
I'll come get you in the station van. You can walk in it.
I think it's just kind of like, it's nice to, like, you know. Also, you know, I'm kind of half track now over here thinking, all right, well, I'm going to do some news, I reckon. Maybe.
I see. That's the other thing. You got to.
Yeah, but I don't mind it. And I ain't making excuses for nobody. But when Mark Hendricks told me humpteen times, and I'm not even saying, I mean, well more than a dozen times, I'm going to have to fine you if you're late again. And this is, guys, this is when, I'm not going to tell you the street in case you don't care, but it's literally 7 minutes from here, Fat Boy,
yep.
Where I used to live
straight shot.
Many years ago. And that was when I was the latest. I used to live almost 45 minutes away, and I was not as late as I was when I lived 7 minutes away. So finally, I did get fined.
But you feel like you kind of got a leeway for a little bit. I don't know if that would be there now, as far as the boss goes. Like, you know, as far as how many times you're late.
Well, I mean, honestly, like, I'm not anymore. I was, like, a month ago or whatever. And was like only 2 minutes late.
I feel like the older he gets, the shorter the fuse gets, the shorter the leash, as far as, like, you know, whatever. Not even being late, really. You're just like,
I know why, though. You think about this. Like, he's I'm trying to think of a good analogy, but like, he's the guy that formulated this show. He picked the, right? You know what I'm saying with this. And then but then when we go into other markets, he's got more of a pride about us then, and he wants it rep the best and wants the best out of, because it's, I feel like it's, and it is, it's reflective of him and the decision he made to do things he's done.
He's also so good at his job.
Right, it sounds like you're ass-kissing now.
Well, here's the thing with that. Whenever market we go into, and I'll say Chattanooga, I'm not just saying this because we're there, they're excluded from this point. A lot of management in these other markets are, like, very, like, grossly incompetent. So the company is like, hey, Mark, do you want to handle this market on top of what you're already doing?
Yes.
So he's already got three or four, and he's, like, stretched a little thin, maybe.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people, Ramon excluded, because he's awesome.
Yes, he is.
But other people are
just, that's why I want to do a market visit so I can meet him. I feel like going to a strip club with him would be, like, the night of your life.
Yes, let's make a weekend out of it. Go to a game, lookout's game, go to the water zoo.
Nander Paul can come and bring his Bell Bondsman's phone number.
Just in case we need it.
Just in case. We don't plan on getting in any trouble.
It gets wild.
You know, here's a side thought, too. Like, you know, we're sitting here going off on this, I think, and looking, I am not logged into the text. Oh, God, y'all were hateful about the
squirting thing. They don't get it, man. If you don't like something everybody likes,
I
they get on your ass.
I'm a hypocrite that way too. Like, you know, I'll tell Paige like something she said yesterday. I said, you're not a Southerner, but then I don't eat mayonnaise or drink sweet tea. So there's always that ink and ointment. But
I just got annoyed by the show. That's what it was.
Well, yeah,
it was too much, too fast.
Yeah, but I'm sitting here thinking like this is a kind of a good flow of conversation, but then. The the calendar, the clock, the invisible laws of the show say we would just stop that conversation and go into headlines next. Why?
Exactly. Headlines is, you know, it's good when it's there for you to, you know, like.
Like if we walked in here and there was like a major whatever. Knocking on all the wood.
Whatever the hell this is.
Or knocking on the base. Someone passed away that, you know, it's going to affect a lot of it. Yeah, that would be important. But like I just say we take a break, come back. And I actually got, you know what? Jam on it, dude. I got a good. Let's listen to some Nucleus on the way.
Jam
to
on it.
We got. You were on the email too, Fat Boy. I don't know if you saw it yet or responded. But we got a good email that that asked a good question from a listener's point of view, and I was like, God, I want to hit that early because we could maybe use that later. But I'll dang it.
Here's how I see it: we start at 6, we go to 10, 9:53, and anything in between is what we want to do.
Can I read the email and then that'll be the tease as we come back? Or is that too long?
Yeah, it'd be kind of long for you.
All right, that's fine. I got a good email from a P1 that asks a very good question. And this will be one for those of you that will hear this in like 8 hours when you podcast or you're listening live, which truly we kind of appreciate you a little bit more.
Really do.
We'll do that next. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's right fun. Right fun.
It's kind of weird looking.
I know. It's weird. We were just, you know, a fun little thing here is back when we were kids. I'm a little bit older than Fat Boy, but. There was, you know, snake handlers who were people that would come snake handling in churches, I should say.
Oh yeah.
And it was looked at by other faiths or whatever as like almost a tinge of satanic or whatever.
A little wild.
Like you're like testing God. Like no, he won't. But anyway, but now it's, you know, like we were just watching TV and like apparently there's some kind of I don't know. I would say if I saw it, but it's muted. but it was some kind of reptile convention, I think, or whatever.
Yeah, it was like kids in a circle, and they're just like petting a snake.
And this dude is sitting there like laying snakes on their arms and stuff, and it's like it's a field trip or whatever. And I'm like, boy, times change.
They just
like,
kind of stand there.
You're anointing that kid with sin.
We had a coach that would go catch him, Coach Dunlap. He would catch the snakes, and he would put them in his classroom. A bunch of different snakes.
Okay, I thought you were going to say he...
But they would just call him during school hours, and he would just leave and like go get it.
Like, is it illegal or frowned upon to have a snake mill and you were growing? Oh, yeah. That's illegal.
Well, it's like when you go to these conventions and these, just like we talked about, these Pentecostal pastors try to buy up all these snakes.
By the way, do you think the two ever intersect? Like, those pastors are there passing out revival pamphlets outside of Repticon, and then vice versa, the Repticon guys are going to those churches saying, hey guys, can we put these pamphlets in your bulletin to promote Repticon?
They got them on a list where they can't go in and purchase them. Like, they know these preachers. Like, they try to bounce to different cons.
But if you're like you raise cattle to make a cube steak out of, and things such as, and their coats sell for a pretty penny, and various other parts of their body too, but that's not frowned upon. And you can have you have a field full of damn cows.
Yep.
But if you have a bunch of snakes, and I'm talking about both of them are being fed and watered and all that, you know, vetted up and stuff.
A little weird.
But then you do that, and it's like, well, all I'm doing is I'm making snake jerky, and by the way, snake is good. Like, rattlesnake.
I like to eat it.
Not rattlesnake. Yeah. I had it at Doohickey's big over-the-top meat festival thing he had.
Oh, you're talking about the old Bovanoche.
It was some type of, it wasn't python. I can't remember, but it was excellent. Oh, rhino.
He left the country.
Really?
He lives in Spain now. He doesn't live here anymore.
Boy, I was wondering.
No more meat. He left after COVID.
You ever
COVID.
Get like a you go look at your Instagram DMs and it's like unknown user all of a sudden, and you're like, who the hell either blocked me that used to converse with me or dropped off of Instagram? So I guess he might have been one of those. So was the result of the election?
You know what? I think they might have played a part in it.
Wow.
And
I had no idea. I wouldn't think that guy would. I mean,
I want to say his wife is from Spain too, so that kind of played a factor into it. But yeah, he moved there. It looks nice from his Instagram.
Wow.
But no more Meat Fest.
Okay, so he's still on Instagram.
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, God, I hope I didn't mute him and just realize it.
Well, it's like when you have do not answer saved in your phone. Mm. Like, you have like 20 of them.
I love that. I used to love that. But yeah, after a while, especially when you make amends with someone and you're like, God, I can't tell them I don't have their number anymore, but I can't call all these do not answers. It might be a bill collector. It might be an ex's grandmother. Who knows?
If somebody does that to me, hey, I don't know who this is. I got a new number. I'll send them a picture of me and then immediately block them. You should know who it was. You should have me saved. How about that? I don't know CPR anymore.
No, that was funny. That's just funny the way you said
it. I'm not certified.
That. You're being real with that. All right. So, by the way, some news here. Paige is, and
does she mess herself and have to go back home?
It would be fun if we could like have some standby stories available. Just I don't want her to ever be late. But
some excuses. I think she wiped the wrong way.
She said, "I am on my way. I fell back asleep."
I wiped back to front and immediately got sick.
Which I'm like, you know, the artist of cons in my head saying like, or schemer in my head or whatever saying like, you just woke up late. Did you really fall back asleep? Like that's saying I was.
She wouldn't tell you.
I was on time, but I fell back asleep. That sounds a little less, than I just woke up.
Did you tell her not to drive too fast?
I told her check her temperature and make sure she's okay before she
goes. Oh, yeah. She's got one of those big rectal thermometers.
Yeah.
It's like 6 inches wide.
So,
or thick or whatever.
She's on her way, but we were talking about, the whole thing, the balance of the show. It's like, God, we were on a good roll, and then we'd love headlines and Paige. I mean, I'd love the chemistry. I mean, it's sometimes warped, and the railroad track is like.
She sucks you in, man.
I'm talking about the trifecta. Sometimes it'll feel like a couple rails are missing on the railroad track of radio, but we keep it on there eventually. We might slide real hard with sparks at the end to slow it down, but
yeah. But I mean, look, you know what comes up.
I'm not used to having to talk so much during this segment.
Go ahead. Like, we won't have time for the email, but like, you know, whatever happens, happens. It's just like, you get, it's not even a tangent. This is how normal people talk and conversations work.
I know, but like for 20 plus years, it's been indoctrined into us that.
They want us to be like robots.
Yeah, you want people to, and you know, I feel like it's an old way of thinking, and I'm not saying this toward any particular staff member of management or anything, but like, I don't think people listen the same way that they used to. And by that, I mean, oh my God, like, the example I think you used off the air, Fat Boy, is like, oh my God, they're not doing headlines right now. What is going on? Yeah. I'm in the car right now every day. I'm used to hearing what city in America has the worst tippers and also the most albino squirrels.
They don't do that. They do not message and say, hey guys, it's 7:50. It should be getting in the news right now. Mm-hmm. Like, it does not happen.
So, I enjoy that. And that all came off of, actually, we should high five her when she comes in and say, you actually, like, that was a blessing. Sometimes I thank God
for unanswered prayer.
Because, I mean,
if like, we're into it, then and we have a vested interest in it, it sounds a lot better than having to do something just because it's there and you have to do it.
Yeah. And also, like, how many times, this will probably make you sick to your stomach, Fat Boy, but how many times can you think back to, we've had some barn burner phone calls, like a War of the Roses where dude just got caught cheating with his paternal grandmother, or just these wild things. And then it's like, well, it's 11 dozen freaking lines ringing right now, but we're going to stop and do some news.
Exactly. It's like you're getting into the rhythm and your girl's like, hey, stop it. I gotta switch it up and do something.
It's like porn. Like, when you find out, like, there's like four different finishes to a full length porn movie. So they've stopped and started over and smoked cigarettes and whatever they do. And then in your mind, like, that would be very tiring. That is a real job, I feel like.
Yeah. Even interviews like that before, man, where it's just, why do we have to stop it right now?
Well, usually they would only give us, remember the early days of the show? Okay, I got you 4 minutes with Carmen Electra. 4 minutes with Carmen Electra.
Dude, you remember Morgan Freeman? They literally said, you have 6.5 minutes.
6.5 minutes with Morgan Freeman.
And we were first up on his tour.
Introductions for guests now take longer than
that. Y'all gonna hurry up and get to the question. I got stuff to do.
So what do you want to do then? This is a fun thing here. I feel like we're on this wild little trail here. Is there something pressing in sports, or do you want to read this email?
Not really. I mean, look, sports is going to be brought to you by Bojangles. We love Bojangles. And Cooper Flagg was the number one pick last night.
Yeah. I mean,
that was expected.
Yeah.
South Carolina had a pick that was the highest since 1972 for the school.
Oh, yeah.
Condam Knipple got drafted by the Hornets.
Wow. Oh, shoot.
That's it. I mean, literally all that happened yesterday.
That was a talk burp. Yeah, but I'm not saying that it's Barstool or Old Road, but one of them is, you know, the whole thing with the Duke team, Flag, and then the other guy that got drafted.
Yeah, you two more. You got Knipple, and then I forgot the other one, the third one. There were three.
They're calling, like, the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
But like, they're making some, like, one of those two social media platform providers or whatever I'm looking for here, Barstool or Old Row or one of them, is doing some kind of weird suggestive photographs, meme t-shirts that they're selling. And I'm like, man, I think them guys are on the up and up. Like, I really don't think you should be making those accusations and making money off their intellectual properties.
A lot of those kids weren't brought up that way.
Mm-mm, no.
Not all like right. We were.
All right, so congratulations, Cooper Flagg. You should never have to work a day in your life.
I mean, he already made $28 million in nil money at Duke anyway.
He already did it tops now, last night. Already doing the whole same treatment to the triple logo man.
I did like when they put on the rated rookie chains. They don't do it anymore for Donners.
Really? I thought that was...
Yeah, like it just like the instant chain cards?
That, and then they'd put the hat on their head, that whatever team just drafted them, then they would take the hat off and give it to Panini, and they'd cut up a hat that he wore for... That ain't nothing.
Straight to the card, baby.
All right, we will take a break and read this email. where this person brings up, you know, this email that I've not even read yet and will next is actually what started the whole tangent of saying, God, why are we held to these? Break these chains of time.
Please.
Break these chains of must do this now.
That's all we want.
You know what? Like, for instance, today's Thursday. We're not doing Facebook fussing. I'm sorry.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Don't freak out. We're not doing sports. We just had like the epiphany from the, I'm not going to say radio gods. I'm not even going to talk like that. Mm-hmm. I think it's the real Lord who said.
You're co-pilot, by the way.
No, he's driving.
No, that's right. You switch seats.
I switch seats. Yeah. I'm laying down in the back seat. I'm letting him take over.
About time.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, Mate.
All right, so here's the email that we started talking about that actually broke open into those two fun segments. Actually, good text about that. People saying how blatantly honest we are. Well, I wouldn't go that far.
No, yeah, I'm really, try to be, you know, a little
if
bit.
If we were blatantly honest about everything, we would probably be escorted from the building.
Plus, we put a lot of you up against each other, tournament style, and then have to pick.
Right. Plus, I don't ever like. Here's another pullback of the curtain. On Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, I feel usually pretty comfortable at work.
Yep.
But Tuesdays is like the big meeting day. And I always feel like if they're going to F you that day, fire. Let me point that out. Fire you. So, in other words, if you get fired, it's going to be on a Tuesday, likely.
Most likely. That's when everybody's here.
If Monday, you're good. If the fob works on Wednesday, you're solid through all the way to Monday. Yeah. So you're like, yes.
Like, oh, I didn't get blown out this week.
Here's the email that started it all.
That was a real fart.
That was a chair. Look. See? Hey, TRG, this probably sounds like... No, this is good because I am the same way. Hey, TRG, this probably sounds like I'm pissed, but I'm not. Like you, Matt Mann, sometimes my point is taken the wrong way in email. Thank God I am not the only one, because I suffer from just, I myself will go back and read it and be like, you sound like a dick. But you, in your heart, you didn't mean it that way. But like,
no, you can't dictate tone unless you type it out.
You can't dictate tone.
A lot of D words in that sentence.
How's my dictate? I mean, scale of 1 to 5.
That was the guy's P1 name. Ask your girl how mine is.
Like you, Matt Mann, sometimes my point's taken the wrong way in email. But my question is, why is it you only seem to take phone calls on the show for advice shows? What about PPL like me that have their shirt straight? I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding. And I feel like this kind of...
It says shirt for real.
It does. But I point those out, so I think he might be, or he or she, I'm not quite sure, may be playing up to that.
Shim? Woman?
What about PPL like me that have their shirt straight but just want to ask you guys opinions and stuff, like things that are going on in the world? Are we not doing Ask Us Anything calls into the show anymore? Because I have a big question for two of you. And I think a lot of people listening wonder the same. Now, I would just write it here in this email, but if you start taking questions again, I want to be the one who asks it. Ha, ha, ha. I'm greedy as all get out. TRG, the goats.
Hell yeah.
The.
One of us got goats.
V1. Yes. Now, here's the thing. Is it Jenny or Guinea? Because I don't know.
Jenny with a G?
G-I-N-N-Y.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know any Jennys that spell it that way.
I do.
Jenny?
Yeah.
But I thought, like...
Jenny with a G for Virginia.
So the term that some maybe from up north might not like, but you wouldn't spell that like you would spell a guinea pig.
No, but I'm thinking about Jen now, so that wouldn't be Gin. Like, I'm going to have a shot again.
So you think... You think P1, so if you read that email, how would you, it would be P1 who? What would you say? P1?
I would probably say Jenny.
Jenny. Because like the word gin and juice is G-I-N.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just the drink.
It's not drinking gin and juice.
Rolling down the street, smoking endos, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
His mind on his money and his money on his mind.
Oh, you got to play that now. Please.
That's like watching Step Brothers again.
Some bad words.
There's certain things. It's like, all right, that's a million times.
Put his nuts on the drums. That's the bit.
All right. We will.
They're always open, though. You can call whenever about whatever.
But we also get in the track of thinking, oh, we've been doing this for, you know, all this time. And people know that. But we have to what is it called in the marketing world?
Structure?
No.
Evaluate?
Reintroduce?
What is it? Somebody we know uses it a lot.
Collaborate.
No. Re-collaborate, no. It's the thing where, like, they're taking it's the opposite of, like, they don't want to say they're discontinuing stuff anymore. They sunset it. But then a reactivation.
That's what it is.
A reactivation. Okay, so we'll reactivate the fact that we will always take phone calls, especially after the 6 o'clock hour today, and we've realized we're breaking these chains of time that say we have to do sports right then and there. Or we have to do... I mean, I want to do celebrity birthdays at the end.
That's fun. We got a lot today.
We'll do that. But
I got 13 of them, dude.
You can't miss that. That wouldn't be right.
We're not going to walk away from good stuff just because this piece of paper here.
I'm not going to not huff this sanitizer, by God.
Gosh.
Says that we're going to stop taking calls. But yeah, we take calls all the time, and we'll take yours next. 1-800-774-0093. We'll also read your text messages. It's the same number. We ask you don't text and drive. But if you're flying, like, you just jumped out of an airplane, I think it's fine if you text.
Welcome to Earth.
Don't give us crap about the office anymore, please.
I mean, Scranton.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.